Hold on. Can you hear me?
Thanks, Ralph. We got you.
Thank you.
You do not need to Venmo me the $2 that it just cost. Stop it.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ralphie Sacramone, Executive Director with the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. I'd just like to welcome everyone to our COVID outreach call today. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly.
They're walking.
I'm going to ask everybody.
Well, I'm happy to be the easy one.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're going to begin now. I gave everybody an extra 5 minutes. There was a lot of people coming in at one time in the lobby. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. There's a few more people checking in right now. I'm going to allow them to come into the meeting. All right, let's begin, everyone. As you know, we have light at the end of the tunnel after this long situation that we have dealt with the entire pandemic, and we would like to get everyone together today and just go over our game plan moving forward on the 29th of May. So as everyone knows that the governor issued an order on May 17th, letting everyone know that beginning on a Saturday, May 29th, all the governor's COVID sector guidelines will be rescinded. So basically what that means is that all licensees can go back to normal business activities, which means full occupancy. They're not required to do 6-foot distancing. They're not required to wear masks, et cetera, down the line. Now, with that being said, there are some municipalities. There are some municipalities that are going to continue to have some COVID guidelines in place. There's a lot of background. Can please mute yourselves, everyone? All right, is that better? Okay, great. As we get to move along, back in. Here we go. Knock me off for a second. Sorry about that. I got knocked off of the Teams call. So as I was saying, just to recap again, there are, as of the 29th, all COVID guidelines will cease to be in action. Cities and towns can continue to have any additional requirements or guidelines in place. That is up to each of the municipalities to deal with. What I'd like to cover right now is a numerous amount of questions we got related to two subjects. All right. Subject number one is outdoor seating. All right. Outdoor seating, the temporary outdoor seating that the governor approved back in June of last year will stay in effect. All right. All the way through to August 15th. All right. And the reason why I'm bringing that up for everybody to clear, to be clear about it, in the original order, it says that temporary outdoor seating will be extended 60 days after the governor declares the state of emergency over. So the state of emergency will be declared over by the governor officially on June 15th. That's where the 60-day timeframe begins. To not get people concerned that on August 15th that all of these outdoor, temporary outdoor seating establishments would have to cease to operate, the governor has filed legislation yesterday, all right, to extend it through November 29th. So as it stands right now, outdoor seating will be allowed at least through August 15th once the legislators pass the governor's bill, it will be extended through May 29th. What does that do for the big picture? So the big picture is this. We found that through this pandemic, we learned that outside seating has become very, very popular. Cities and towns have moved people out into the streets. If you look at the success they had up on Moody Street in Waltham, it's created a whole new atmosphere for the entire region. Also, if you look at what went on down at the Seaport in Boston, Hanover Street in Boston, and many other municipalities, outdoor seating is seen to be very, very popular. So to continue with this, the governor will extend it through November 29th. If any city or town wants to make this permanent for any of their licensees, to continue with the sidewalk, to continue with the street seating and so forth, you can begin to accept applications from all licensees that wish to do outside seating permanently in these areas immediately. And the reason why I'm stating that to you is that a lot of these are only going to be seasonal. They're only going to be when the weather runs nice, April 1st, probably through November 30th. Some cities and towns have allowed people to set up igloos and outside areas that are heated that can extend through the whole year. That's up to the city or town. So basically what we're telling everyone now is if any municipality is going to allow this outdoor seating permanently, They must go through the normal procedure process, which is the applicant must apply for an alteration of premises. All right. The advertisement alerting abutters need to be done. Then at that point, when they appear in front of the local municipality, the local municipality has two functions that they need to do outside of approving the whole application. If it involves anyone setting up on a sidewalk, you must give them authority to set up on a sidewalk. All right. And that is either done through your public works department or whatever. You must have the right to occupy that area there. So what the ABC investigator will be looking for a document on that, saying they have the right to be on the sidewalk. If it's another situation where sorry, we're having technical problems. I got knocked off again. But to continue on, what we were stating is that if you are allowing people to set up in the street, all right, but not allowing the sidewalk, you have to do two approvals. You have to grant the licensee the ability to carry alcohol over the public way, which is the sidewalk, and then you got to grant them approval to serve in the street. So that is very important. So when we keep all the records straight, and when the commission goes to approve, they're going to be looking for those documents. We will be sending out an advisory giving people the guidelines on making this seating permanent, but just for everybody to understand, it's the regular approval process, which is advertising, alert the abutters, have the hearing. Then when you approve it, depending on the way the scenario is, if it's on the licensee's property, like an outside green area, then you approve it normally. If it's on the sidewalk, you will approve it with documents showing that the sidewalk, the licensee has a right to possess a sidewalk. If it's out in the street, you need to do the two additional steps, allowing the licensee to cross over the sidewalk with alcohol, and then the actual area that in the street or the parking lot area that they will be able to show that they have the right to occupy that area. So that's the key on it. The more you get done, more of these applications you get done before the end of the summer and before the end of the year, that means we will be able to get out. We have to come out. We have to do on-sites on it because it's part of the procedure and the approval process. We could be facing well over 1,000 of these applications. So the sooner you get it done, the quicker we can get it approved. If your goal is to allow licensees to open up and in April, you should have them begin the process at the end of the summer. If you're going to allow licensees to operate all year, you should start approving them immediately so that we can continue, we can get it approved by November 29th, so no licensee would have to shut down. So there is the easiest guidelines to follow. Everything is there. You just have additional documentation, the supporting documentation we'll need that will give the licensee the right to occupy these different areas. Just to remember also, the chat function's open and it's being monitored by two other people on the call, which is my deputy executive director, Ryan Melville, and also the director of licensing, Sean Walsh. So any questions that you may have, continue to send them into the chat line and then we'll cover them all at the end. All right, to move on to the next item that we've received a lot of calls on is the allowance for an on-premise licensee, being a restaurant, a beer garden, any restaurant or beer garden or tavern that sells food, have the ability to sell alcohol to go with a meal. All right. That will be extended only to June 15th. When the governor declares the state of emergency over, that order and that right will cease. You will not be able to sell alcohol to go with a meal for anybody that has a Section 12 or any of the pharmacy's pouring permits. All right. That process will cease to exist. Now, there is three or four different pieces of legislation that is filed to extend that to different time frames, but we have not got any feedback on what time frame will that be approved by. So we only can give you the information we have at hand right now, saying that takeout alcohol that is served with a meal from an on-premise consumption licensee will be in effect only to Tuesday, June 15th. After that, the action will cease unless there is an extension or a legislative approval to extend it. The next area I also want to talk about is what we are looking for help on from all the local licensing authorities. My chief investigator, I know a lot of you know him, Ted Mahoney, has been on national calls with others, with other states that have opened a lot earlier than Massachusetts, and they were talking about the problems that they seen as soon as the COVID restrictions were lifted. And there are three major problems that they see out there. And one of them is, of course, capacity. As soon as the COVID restrictions were lifted in these other states, people were found to be in violation of their seating occupancy and seating capacity. So if you're allowed to have 200 people in your restaurant, and that has been approved by the municipality and the building department, according to the square footage formula, we have found a lot of, they have found that a lot of licensees were overcrowding. We are strictly going to enforce that. So we're looking for local licensing authorities to mention that on any advisories you're sending out to the to your licensees. It's going to be strict enforcement sticking to what your building occupancy is or your premise occupancy is. Second item we're seeing is a large amount of serving intoxicated individuals. As you know, in Massachusetts, it's against the law to serve an intoxicated individual. We're seeing in these states that when people finally got the ability to go back to the fraternal organizations, the clubs, the bars, the restaurants, the licensees were over-serving them. There's going to be strict enforcement on that. So we all want to work together because you know what happens when you over-serve. It leads to multiple offenses after, which violence, it leads to drunk driving, it leads to people having health concerns where they are in the position where they could be injuring themselves or others. So it's important that everybody realize we want to keep our eye on, and we need the local boards, we keep an eye on serving intoxicated individuals. Then one of the most important things is the third point we see is underage drinking. We have seen a jump in underage drinking in these states that have opened before Massachusetts. A lot of fake IDs we see out there. So we want our licensees and our boards really concentrating on educating the licensees to properly check the ID. And remember one thing, for any licensee that's on the call, you have the authority to refuse to serve anyone if you feel that they are not 21 years old or the ID is questionable. You have the right. And that just not goes for on-premise consumption, but that also goes for package stores. So the issue of underage and fake IDs is affecting all ends of the industry, just not the on-premise consumption, also the off-premise consumption part of the industry. So it's really, really important that the ABC will be concentrating on, along with working with our partners in the local police department and state police and local licensing authorities, these three areas, because we have seen a trend throughout the country on these. So it's really, really important that this will be the focus that we will be moving forward on. The other area that we also received questions in advance on is pocket licenses. There's been a number of licensees that have hibernated during the entire COVID pandemic restriction process. All right, so right now, as of May 29th, every type of licensee can open up, from a restaurant to a club to a fraternal organization that does not serve food, to any general on-premise licensees, any hotel. They're all allowed to open. So the question that came to the ABC is, what happens if they're not operating? At that point in time, you should seek advice from your town councils and your board on actions you could take for licensee not operating. I think I would suggest that as people now are coming, will begin to reopen, I believe there'll probably be a little time frame that most of the licensees reopen. Some may not reopen. So if you choose to take action and bring them in for a show cause hearing or an informational hearing to find out why they're not operating, you have all the authority to do that. Just remember one point on it is you cannot take action unless you notify the licensee that there's going to be a hearing involving the issue. So you just can't revoke that a license without having a hearing in a show cause point. And then also in addition, once you have that hearing, don't forget you have to issue a written decision with the reasons why you're revoking the license. And then the last phrase of that license or the last paragraph is that you have to list that the licensee has up to 5 days to appeal decision of the local licensing authority to the ABC upon receiving it in writing. So it's 5 days after they receive it in writing. So at that point, we just want everybody to remember there is a procedure to deal with pocket license. It's just like dealing with any other violation. You have to follow the entire process. To continue on, we do have some additional questions. One came in: where can people view the governor's proposed legislation to extend the outdoor seating through November? The bill, you should be able to find it on the billing part of the governor's network. If you go into the legislated file bills, you will see a bill there. There's not been a number attached to it. They just filed it yesterday, but it is available. If anybody wants, you can shoot me an email and I will shoot you what the governor's office sent over to us and forward it to you if anybody wants to see it. It's section 2 of the proposed bill states about the outdoor seating. There are other items that don't concern alcohol, so I'm not going to waste anybody's time to talk about public meetings. There is also talk about insurance coverage that will that's outside of our domain. I'm just really concentrating on the authority of the ABC, the local boards, in reference to licensees that are holding alcohol licenses. So it'll be section 2 of the governor's bill. Just shoot us an email and we'll shoot you what verbiage we have right now from the governor's office. Does the extension of the premises have to be contiguous? That's the next question. All right, I think there's two things that we want to look at. Number one, our goal and our outlines require it to be contiguous. All right, and that has been the set forth. But we learned through the COVID that there is ways to continue to make a premises contiguous. Remember I said that if you are allowing a licensee to set up in the street but not to set up on the sidewalk, if you grant the licensee the authority to carry alcohol over the sidewalk to the outside street area, that will create the contiguous point that the commission is looking for. So very simple. If the license is at one main street, then you have a 6-foot sidewalk that you are not allowing the licensee to set table up, but right in front of one main street, you are giving them 3 parking spaces. All right, to set up, those parking spaces have to be delineated. You have to give them approval to pass through the sidewalk to carry the alcohol, and then you give them approval to actually serve it in a delineated area in the street. All right, so that is how you grant it to be contiguous. You cannot allow a licensee to based at one main street, set up at 20 Main Street, which is 3 buildings down. That does not work. If you allow people to set up in the parking lots, all right, you want to make sure that the areas are delineated that you will show, and there should be some type of barrier there protecting the individuals that are sitting there, or also protecting the licensee. So people just are not walking in and out of that area without any control. So it is important that we keep it contiguous. And if you are going to allow them to go into the street, you have to create the contiguous point by granting them access to carry alcohol through the sidewalk. At this point in time, those are two questions. I got a couple more that just came in. Will the ABC be doing underage compliance checks this year? Yes, we do. We do that every year. We work with local municipalities doing it. And for people that don't know what the compliance checks is, it's an educational tool that's required under our statute that the ABC Investigation Enforcement Division put a underage individual undercover to walk into a licensed premises and to try to purchase either alcohol at a package store or Section 15 or at a licensed premises. It is a training tool, all right, that to teach the licensees how important it is to do ID checks. Once a licensee asks that individual, do you have an ID, they pass the compliance check. If they don't ask for the ID and they serve that underage individual, that's a failure of the compliance check, and it will lead to a violation hearing and possibly either a warning or suspension or possibly revocation of the license according to the past history of the licensee. So we will be doing compliance checks this year, and local municipalities do their own with their police departments. It's a great tool to really keep licensees on the ball. And one great thing to remember about it, we do not try to trick the licensee. We don't send an undercover operative in that looks a lot older than 25 years old, someone coming in with a beard. We make it plain and simple. We send a individual in, and it's not misleading. So it's up to the licensee to make sure that their policy and procedures are into place, that they are checking IDs. And once you ask for the ID, they pass. So we will be performing that. It says, another question came in. Does a city have to adopt proposed legislation if passed, or can choose to go back to how things were before COVID? It's the option of the city or the discretion of the city if you choose not to accept the temporary outdoor seating. It's all your delegation of authority. So the answer is yes, you do not have to accept the order of moving it, allowing temporary outdoor seating. You can restrict it more. Remember one thing with the guidelines during COVID. All right, the governor gave you the minimum. This is what you can do. You can always make it stricter. You can never lessen what the governor did. All right, through his emergency order or the legislature. So it's very, very important you do maintain the control. And if your board chooses or your municipality chooses not to have any more temporary outdoor seating, you do not have to do it. Now, how would that be done? I would get together with your town council if you're going to approve that prohibition. You should do it in a public meeting so you can hear pro and con against it, and then it can at that point in time be publicized, and then your board would vote on it, and then at that point it will be distributed to all your licensees. If an application comes in for it, you should seek advice from your own town council to move forward on a hearing and then deny the request at a hearing according to the guidelines and the prohibitions established at that meeting. So you would want to get good advice from or seek advice from your town council. At this point in time, this is all the questions that have been sent in through the chat. I will give probably another minute if anyone has any additional questions. While that is going on, I just want to take this time upon Gene Larizio, the chairman of the ABC, Commissioner Baglio, Commissioner Matthews, myself, and the entire ABC team to thank everybody for the great job and teamwork during this entire COVID crisis. I know there was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of uncertainty about how we were going to conduct business. And it was horrible from March 17th until that day in June when licensees could open. And I think cities and towns, along with the governor's office, Department of Public Health, Department of Public Safety, and the ABC, we really try to keep everybody safe along with the municipality. And the great job that everyone has done. And as you know, we are working with the state police and local police. We have put many hours into keeping the cities and towns safe, especially with licensed premises. Our investigators, as of last a weekend, which would have taken us through the 23rd of April, had visited over 32,000 licensed premises since August 11th. All right. And out of that, we ended up with a 98% compliance rate to licensees doing the right thing. And that was because of the guidance from the local boards and the great communication that between the ABC, the local municipalities, and also the governor's office and Department of Public Health, getting the message out there that only 2% of licensees ran into either violations or warnings that were issued. And how strict that the commission was on it, if you received a COVID violation, your license was indefinitely suspended. And that suspension ran on an average of 7 to 10 days, and it required you to submit a COVID reopening plan to the Department of Labor Standards that you could prove to them that you would be able to keep a safe environment. Because of what we did, we stopped a lot of the super spreaders. And anybody that doesn't know what a super spreader is, that's when there's a large amount of people not following the COVID guidelines in a very small area. Because if you end up with 30 people there and then those people bring it forward, it just created a large expansion. But due to all the hard work that everyone did, and if anybody could see me, I'm clapping for everyone. It was a great situation that everybody worked with in team. And teamwork was there. We did get a couple more questions come in. If an alteration of premise is seasonal, how should that be indicated on the application? You can just write it in the comment box. So the question came out, if we're not going to do, if someone's going to come in for permanent seating, but only run it seasonal, on the remark box, you could say, this is a permanent change, which will be operational from April 1st through November 30th. Write that right down in the remarks section on the LLA certification. The next question, does a local licensing department need to post in the newspaper or will they that they will be doing compliance checks? Yes. You need to advertise in your local papers that compliance checks will be starting on this date through the entire year. What the ABC does, we publicize it. And local boards and local police departments publicize it at the beginning of the year. Let them know during this time frame from January 1st to December 31st, we'll be conducting compliance checks. All right. So it is important that you need to advertise those. Two other questions come in. If a club closed for the pandemic, does the town need to hold a hearing to reopen them? No, they do not. All right. If a club did renew, they can open immediately on May 29th, because if they were closed due to the fact of the prohibition, they did not serve food, or they chose to close because of financial reasons, and they did renew their license for 2021, you do not have to vote for that to allow them to reopen. As long as they renewed in the month of December in 2020 and you granted them a license. If they did not renew, then they have to go through the whole new license application process, which is going to require tax releases, a full application, a learning of the butters, all right, a public hearing, and then an application has to be approved and then sent to the ABC to be approved. And then once we do it, they cannot reopen until the approval goes back to the local board and the local board actually issues a new license to be displayed on the licensed premises. So if they did not renew, you have to go do the late renewal process, which is a new license process. Also, if they did renew, they do not need permission to reopen. And the last one is, should the local police coordinate compliance checks with the ABC enforcement? It is your discretion. If you want us to work with you on compliance checks, we're there, but they can also do it on their own. So it's whatever you want to do. My chief investigator, his extension, the number is 617-727-3040, extension 714. Your police departments, your liaison officers can reach out to them, and then they will be able to coordinate compliance checks together. I think at this time, there are no other questions. And I want to wrap this up quickly. I know everybody has very busy days And we got some great news that's going to be happening on May 29th. I want to thank everybody again for the teamwork and all the support. And I want to wish you all from everybody here at the ABC, including Chairman Gene Larizio and myself. We want to wish you all have a great Memorial Day weekend. Good luck with the reopening, and let's keep everybody safe. Thank you. Bye, everyone.